Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We've been discussing Eirach HaNeman B'Yisulin, and the Yisod HaDavar we saw was that Eirach is not Neman B'Mokum She'eschazek Yisura is not because the Nemanus of an Eirach is only B'Mokum Safik, where we have a Chazaka. The din is Muchra B'Torah Vadai, we decided B'Torah Vadai, according to the Chazaka, and the male of the Eirach is not Neman, that is not the reason. But rather, even though the mutin is mukhar b'teres v'adai, the eid echad would still have been ne'aman. But rather, the halacha is that the eid echad only has koach to, the eid echad does not have koach to change what we already know. When you have a chazaka, we know it's a certain way. And the eid echad doesn't have the power to change that. If we saw that certain times when there's a chazaka, an eid echad is believed. So that's the Yisod HaDvarim. So we'd like to discuss two nekudas. The first nekuda is the Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Beis, Amud Beis, Ul Rabba Dama Lefi Shem Bikin L'Shema Rabba, who says that you need the Shliach to say B'Fanei Nechta, B'Fanei Nechta. Why? Because in the Medina Seyam they're not Bikin L'Shema. So we should require two witnesses. Why don't we require two witnesses? Midi dahava kol adios shebetorah. Just like we have an all adios in Torah, we should also require two witnesses here. So answers the Gemara, Eirachad Neman b'Yisurim. Don't worry about it, Eirachad Neman b'Yisurim. So we can trust one witness. Frak the Gemara, Midar Meirachad Neman b'Yisurim, kon chetichat safik shal chel safik shal shum dolos chazik yisurim. Maybe that's only b'isurim, where you have a chaticha, you're not sure if it's a piece of meat, you're not sure if it's forbidden fat or permitted fat, chelev or shuman, where there's no cheskas iser. But here there's a cheskas iser, deishas ish. How are you going to believe 1 8, and also it's a dover sherber, but dover sherber pachas mishnayim. Dover sherber was minimally two. So that's just the gemara rov b'kienheim. Rava's concern is not a regular suffix, because most Jewish people are experts in the requirement that a bill of divorce must be written for a woman's sake. And therefore, two witnesses are not required. And even according to Rav Meir, who is generally concerned about a minority, he's choshish for the miyut. But here, we don't have a problem, because dayanim, ordinary judicial scribes who write shtari get, are learned in this halacha, and they know it must be written for the woman's sake. And it is the Chachamim who required testimony about this matter as an extra precaution. And here, with regard to this testimony, Mishum Iguna Hekilu Barabanan. In order to prevent Agunas, the rabbis were Meikel. Ad Kan Midivrei HaGemore. The Ritva, and later Rabbi Kiva Eger, asked on this Gemore, L'shitas ha-poiskim, that mid-rabbanan we say smoch miyut al-chazak al-chumra. That we paskin, many poskim paskin, that rabbinically we are strict, and we're masmik the miyut to a chazaka, in order to be machmir. So why do we say in our sugya, that even according to Rav Meir was choshish for the miyut, don't worry about it here, it's okay, because we're not really that choshish. Because most sofrim know what they're doing. The average sofer, the standard sofer, knows what he's doing. So, why do we only ask according to Rav Meir, not according to the Rabbanan? The rabbis are also choshish for miyut l'chumra. They're also somech miyut l'chazaka. Here you have a miyut of sofrim who don't, who aren't writing l'shma, and then the cheskas eishes ish. So we should say this also according to the Rabbanan. Azay et gefragt Rabbi Akiva Eger. Even the rabbis agree that smoch mitu lechazak is lechomer. And for Rabbi Akiva Eger, dele matzinu lehakshais mikoach smoch mitu lechazaka. Why not? You can't ask for that din. Because since mikoach hachazaka, nase palgo palgo. What does the chazaka make? The chazaka makes it 50-50. You have a miut, and then the chazaka brings it to 50. You have a rov against the miut, and then the chazaka on the side of the miut makes it a 50-50. So now it's like lois chazik isura. It's just 50-50. Mikach chazaka, it becomes 50-50 without a cheskes iser, and memeil and eidachad is going to be believed, so we don't have to ask according to the rabbis. But only according to Rabbi Meir. Lefi Rabbi Meir, anachnu ekshenu mitzuyan. Rabbi Meir is choshish for the miut even without a chazak. Only the rabbis hold smach mitzvah chazak l'chomer. Rabbi Meir is choshish for the miut even without a chazaka. And the meila, if there's a chazaka, that strengthens it, and we have to be done cheskes iser. Eidachot's not going to help us. According to the rabbis, Eidachot's going to help us because it's palga or palga. We don't say there's a cheskes iser. But according to Rabbi Meir, he's choshish for the miut. Once you add on the chazaka element, the chazaka variable, then we have to be done the cheskes iser. Anyway, you're choshish for the miut. And she also has a cheskes iser. So now we're done a cheskes iser, and eidachot won't be effective. So that's why the Gemara asked Dafka, according to Rabbi Meir. Kach tirei etz Rabbi Akiva Eger, b'tshuvotav b'siman kuf chav dalet. אפשר לעיין שם, וינעם לך. אבל זה לא פשוט. Because we see that, even according to Reb Meir, every rov and chazaka is palga or palga. We say it's 50-50, we don't say there's a chazaka sister. Like we see in Nida 18b, Kedushin 80a. So even according to Reb Meir, it's not a kasha, because it's kalos chazik. It's still 50-50, but it's kalos chazik isura. Now, like Rabbi Kivager assumed in his teretz that it's chazek isura, if according to Rabbi Meir, when you have a chazak and a miut, but it's rather we see in the Gemara in two places, kalos chazek isura, and memela an eid echod is neaman. So kim tzadik tekasha kushya chozeret b'chol tokpa lama Gemara ekshetad dafka lefi Rabbi Meir, v'lo lefi dat chachamim shemachmirim derabonan. As Omer Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moor Einenu v'shmo v'zechot havat nefesh. הגאון רבי מרן ראש הישיבה, הגאון רב חיים זצ"ל, ככה. שנראה שחלוק הדבר לשיטת רבנן משיטת רבי מאיר. בכל זאת, אפשר לחלק בין שיטתו של רבי מאיר לשיטתו של חכומים, של רבונן. דלרבונן, דאי לאו החזוקה, לא היה כאן ספק כלל. According to the rabbis, if not for the chazoka, there'd be no ספק at all. הם לא מתחשבים במיעוט. Does lina basarube? They go after the rov. So if not for the chazaka, in po'al ma ledaber. And what makes it a sofek? The chazaka. V'rak ha-chazaka hu d'mishav yisveke. Rak ha-chazaka yotzeret et ha-sofek. Al kein ein dina v'koich rak kisofek. Az lechen lefi chachomim, yesh po rak sofek, v'muvan sh'neaman eid echad. She'ein kan mishum hotza min ha-chazaka klal. Po'al lo motzi mi ha-chazaka. Lechen eid echad neaman. It's like a mosafik hashakul. It's like a 50-50. And an eid echad is neman. Mashen kein l'Reb Meir. Aber l'fi Reb Meir ze shoneh. Ki l'fi Reb Meir, roiv lo imahani l'achri ha-sofik, gam b'lo ha-chazok ad ha-chashin en l'miyuta. According to Reb Meir, the rov is not machri ha-sofik, even without a-chazok, because we're choshish for the miyut. אלא דמיקול מוקוין. חזקה גם כן לא מהני להכריע דמותר. כיוון דיקרו בה. But the חזקה is also not מכריע, because you have a rov. So a rov is a מכריע, because רחוש is for the מיות. חזקה is not מכריע, because רחוש is for the rov. So where are you left? You're left in the middle ground, 50-50. והבלי פלגו פלגו. אז בזה, אפשר לומר שאין עד אחד נאמן, שהחזקה מונעת את נאמנות העד, גם כשאין היא מכרעת. There we can say that an eid echad is not ne'eman, because the chazaka prevents the ne'emanus ha'eid, even though the chazaka is not machri, right? It's 50-50. But the chazaka is an obstacle for the ne'emanus of the eid to be accepted. According to the chachamim, what the chazaka does, it creates a suffix. According to Rav Meir, there's a suffix without the chazaka. So what does the chazaka do? The chazaka is stronger. It blocks the eid echad. You're right, it's still 50-50. But the chazaka blocks the eid echad, like they have on the internet. You're blocked. So here also, the chazaka blocks him. Why'd you block me? So that's what the chazaka does. That's Rav Meir. The chashiv she'eid ba l'shanos v'mashem uchsak lenu. Then achshav, she'eid ba l'shanot. The eid is coming to change what we already know. Because there's a chazaka, just the rov causes a suffix. But again, an aid can't go against what we can't change what we know to be true. And we know this chazaka to be true. Ein achinami, we still have the rov, so you can't decide in favor of the chazaka because you have the rov on the other side. But there's still a chazaka to tell us that an aid isn't believed to change what the chazaka tells us. And we already explained earlier in a previous shiur that it's not the hachroa sadin mikoach chazaka b'taras vaday. Shemoinas is ne'emanus ha'eid. It's not deciding this the din because of the chazaka b'toras vaday that prevents the ne'emanus ha'eid. Rather, the etzem ha'chazaka. She'ein b'chocho shel eid echad l'chadesh davar l'shanot min ha'chazaka. An eid echad doesn't have the power to change things. Change the chazaka. V'alken gam b'gavne she'ein b'koich shel chazaka l'achri ha'machmas ha'rov shu negda. Even in an instance where the chazaka can't be machria because you have a rov against it. Still, an eid echad isn't ne'eman to change from the chazaka. And it's different from the din of smoch mitu l'chazaka according to the rabbi, since the rov already paskin that it changed. Just lahachmir. The chazaka creates a suffix. The whole koach is only not to be machria bevadei ki arov. And therefore, an eid echad is ne'eman. So according to the rabbis, what the chazaka does is that the rabbis in Rabbi Meir see the chazaka as fulfilling different capacities. According to the rabbis, the chazaka fills the capacity of telling us that you shouldn't follow the rov. And therefore, we're in a case of suffix. We bly with the suffix, so you can believe in eid echad. Mashen kain, Rabbi Meir holds that you have the rov, you can't follow the rov because you have a miut, and then comes along the chazaka. And the chazaka tells us that the metzias is a certain way. And you can't follow that lemaisa because you have the rov on the other side. But you also can't believe in eid echad to change that. Because an eid echad isn't believed to change what a chazaka tells us. Even though the chazaka is not being machri and meitaris vaday, but still an eid echad doesn't have power against the chazaka. And male in our case, where there's a chazaka and an eid echad, where there's a chazaka and a mute, so according to the rabbis, it's not a problem. We're going to believe in eid echad. Because it's just a suffix. It's a 50-50. We can believe in eid echad. The Gemara only has a problem according to Rav Meir that we can't believe in eid echad because the chazaka goes against the eid echad. What does the chazaka tell us? The chazaka tells us that the metzias is a certain way, and an eid echad can contravene that. And the Gemara asks according to Rav Meir, how do you believe this eid echad? There's a suffix against him. You can't follow the suffix lemaisa because you have a rov against it. But still, he can't change from what we know to be true according to the suffix, according to the chazaka. So that is teretz lekasha. And we still have, we discussed in a previous shir, the shmeitza. We said there's a kal v'chomer. That if chazaka doesn't help birshus hayachid, certainly an eid echad can't tell us birshus hayachid that the person is tar. Because eid echad is less than a chazaka. Chazaka is stronger than an eid echad. So in the previous year we answered, no. Not pshat that a chazaka is stronger than an eid echad. It's pshat that an eid echad can't change what we know to be true. But it's not pshat that a chazaka is by definition stronger than an eid echad, as we discussed at length. But in the next year we'd like to give another resolution to that problem. And Ritz Hashem, we will see if the ot mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. And Bezrat Hashem b'li neder namshich. Shalom, shalom.